Support for GLT comes from Bloomington Public Library, now offering a local podcast, Shelf Understanding. Past topics include the tiny house movement, virtual reality, an interview with author Eric Larson, and more. Shelf Understanding is available at bloomingtonlibrary.org, through iTunes, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is 89.1 GLT and WGLT.org.
Spring is approaching. Let's try something new in the garden. I'm Laura Kennedy, and this is GLT's Grow, your source for practical gardening advice from our expert in the field, from the Illinois State University School of Biological Sciences and curator of the Fell Arboretum. It's Mr. Patrick Murphy. Hello, Murph.
Hi-de-ho, Laura.
Today on GLT's Grow, Murph has tips for new seeds to try in your garden. You know, and I'm guilty of this, just getting the same thing year after year to put into my garden. I was like in a hollyhocks rut for the longest time. But you know what? You got to shake things up every now and again.
It's good to go with what you know. There's nothing wrong with that, right? But
that's
it's
true.
Also fun to try things out. And seeds are a great way to do it because they're inexpensive.
Yes.
And you might have enough to get you by for a couple seasons. You might get that seed pack and you might not use them all, but try to use them all. But there are some neat things that are out there for the various listeners to consider.
Okay, let's hear it.
So can we start with the lovers of living things? And
yes.
Kudos to the ISU Redbirds and biology. And I'd like you to consider these for you lovers of living things. Lucky Star Pentas. It's a little red trumpet-shaped annual.
Is that a flower?
Pentas is an annual flower here in the Midwest.
Okay.
And this is a great one because it has the trumpet-shaped flower, and it's red.
Which means that hummingbirds will love it.
And bees and butterflies and all the pollinator group is going to like this one.
Great one.
And it's a long-time blooming annual, so you can get 3-plus weeks out of it. That's really pretty good for an annual.
Yeah.
And the big thing about it is that it has the colors and the shape that the pollinators love. And then we also have a perennial, and this is a cultivar of a native. Some people call that a nativar.
How clever.
And this is the Sombrero Sangrita Echinacea.
Oh, Echinacea.
Echinacea. So that is something that does grow, and it's not the trumpet shape, but we know that pollinators love it. Monarch butterflies love it.
Yes. I see. Every time I pass Echinacea, there's butterflies all over it.
They're a wonderful plant, and this one I found to be completely awesome because I love orange flowers, and this one has like a crankcase orange colored flower. So like the color that they paint tractor engines and Tonka toys
cool.
Hot Wheels. It's this kind of deep burnt orange, and it's really nice flower all by itself. It's a little bit taller than some of the other bedding perennials and like plants, so it's useful that way. And these are available from Ball Seed.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I also have some for the gardeners and landscapers that we love to talk to. So ornamental millet is something that is underutilized. I've always liked it because it looks like tiny corn, you know, kind of burgundy colored
leaves. Get out of here. I've never even heard of it.
And this one has a humongous seed cone. So the seed stem, if you will, it's very tall and has a lot of ornamental character. So they're great in the ground, but they're also fantastic for containers.
How big do they get?
They say they get 2 feet or more. I think that the or more is if you live, the further south you go, the bigger they're going to get because the winter's more mild.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also have a salvia, a cultivar of salvia called Misty that has an indigo colored bloom, like our blue jean colored bloom.
Wow.
And this one is less vigorous. And what they mean by less vigorous is that it's less invasive.
Oh, well, that's good.
So some of our salvia kind of takes things over. I've seen English garden palettes that started off with the splashes of violet here or there.
Mm-hmm.
And in a couple years, it's all violet.
Okay. So if you like that, that's a good thing. But if you don't, this is good. This is a good other alternative to try.
Controllable, really interesting color. That indigo bloom is not common.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's fantastic for that. And there's an iberis, not iris, but iberis, okay? And it's the snow station, so it's white in color. And it's a 3-plus week bloomer. And mounds of white are what you can get from that.
That sounds beautiful. You're listening to GLT's Grow, our weekly gardening show for those who like to get their hands dirty. This week, new seeds to try. So mounds of white, that sounds good to me because I like a lot of white in the garden.
Yes, and I need to tell everybody that's also a ball seed selection.
Okay.
So
we know where to look for
it. Get a pack for $4.99. I mean, you can't beat that. That's fantastic.
Absolutely. All you need is some water and some sun and you're ready to go.
So if you're a cut flower person, or you're running a conservatory, or you're doing floral arrangements for weddings and stuff, the floral and hardy group of new seeds to try begins with a variety of celosia. Celosia is an annual flower.
Okay.
But this one has a very large flower head, and it kind of looks like a brain because it's all noodly, you know, kind of like lasagna waves all together.
That'll make the kids happy.
Yeah, it's neat because you get this really vibrant purpley kind of flower that on a velvet brain. So
it's
kind of a velvety, textured, irregular in shape, but it's got all the turns and bends of the human brain. And that's not a shape you see in the landscape a lot.
No.
Celosia has been around for a long time, but the color on this one is fantastic. That's King Coral Celosia.
King Coral, okay.
Now, another one that's kind of in our nativar family is a purple sunflower called Sun Phil. It's a hybrid purple sunflower.
Phil as in F-I-L-L or P-H-I-L?
F-I-L-L, like okay. Full,
okay.
Right?
Oh, full, okay.
And this is a sunflower that is medium in height, so it's not the granddaddies like you see out in Kansas, but it has a cream violet petal with black eye. So the seeds in the middle are black with these. Yeah, I know. If y'all could see Laura's face right now, she's like, you're making this up.
No.
Yeah, so this is new,
that
so you may not
new.
Have seen it. And you know,
so you could be the first on your block with this.
Well, we're going to find out, that's for sure. Again, there's such a deal. On a pack of seeds for $6.99, you get 35 seeds. That's fantastic value.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to round it up with an anemone. Anemone. And the cultivar is Mona Lisa.
Oh, I love that. That's a great name. Does it have a little, like, barely there smile?
Yes, it does,
okay.
Laura. And this one is a poppy-shaped flower, so it grows on this little naked stem with this beautiful little simple flower on the end of it. And I'm noticing now that we're talking about it, I found another blue range of color. I think I'm drawn to that.
Uh-huh.
Sorry if y'all don't like that, but that's what we're dealing with
today.
Well,
it's rare, so it's, you know, it's very attractive
to us. But this is deep blue.
Oh, wow.
Deep, like crayon blue, Crayola
mm-hmm.
crayon blue.
Wow.
And I think that's really neat, you know, so... anemone is a proven winner in the landscape, along with many of the others, but the idea is that these are new varieties, new cultivars. They're available by seed. Ball seed gave us the first ones we talked about. Burpee gave us the celosia, the hybrid sunflower, and the anemone.
Burpee, been around for many, many years.
That's right, and I've even been to the ball seed plant before.
Where is it?
In northern Illinois.
Oh, wow.
And you can see the big fields full of what they're selling now and what they're trying to create for the future.
Amazing.
It's really something to be seen. Most of these places have tours open to the public, but that's where all the action happens. And growing new plants from seed is a really great thing because you get the satisfaction without the financial risk.
Mm-hmm.
So
you can try something new.
That's right.
Without really breaking the bank on this sort of thing.
I believe so.
Okay, great. Well, Murph, some really great suggestions there, and I'm already anxious for spring to get here. It's going to come. Now, next week on GLT's Grow, we're going to be learning tree lingo. That is ahead. And if you've got a gardening question or problem that you would like Murph to tackle, just go to our website, wglt.org/grow. There's a form there. Fill that along and send it along to us. And we would love to hear your questions so it can be answered on the air. But we got to hear from you first. And don't be shy about sending the photo with it. Submit the questions at wglt.org/grow.